WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Fairfax police still waiting on a man that may be armed, holed up inside a house in Herndon since around 4 this morning. They say he threatened to kill his family early this morning, but everyone has since made it out of the home safely. He also threatened to shoot responding officers. They say roads are closed around Lady Bank Lane. A child came upon a horrific scene yesterday in Charles County, telling sheriff's deputies on a 911 call that he thought he had heard gunshots in his house. Turns out the child heard his father killing his mother, and then himself. Authorities say Calvin and Candace Carnathan, both 33 years old, were found dead in an upstairs bedroom of their home in White Plains yesterday. The three kids, all under 12 years old, were found safe. They've been taken in by another family member. The sheriff's office says deputies were at the home the day before, serving the husband with a temporary protective order. A father is in disbelief.
I know for a fact that my baby wouldn't do nothing like that to herself.
D.C. police said last week Tyrone Jackson's 12-year-old daughter, Stormaya, killed herself in her dorm room at the Seed Charter School. But Jackson doesn't believe that. He was joined this weekend by dozens of others at a vigil.
Why would she commit suicide if she's a faithful member of Emmanuel Baptist Church? She lives by the Bible. My baby lived by the Bible.
Schoolmates have said Stormaya was bullied, may have contributed to her suicide. D.C. got a sad reminder this week of the tough circumstances around D.C. General when authorities again searched for the remains of 8-year-old Relisha Rudd, who disappeared from the homeless shelter back in 2014. They did not find anything. But it comes the same week that Mayor Muriel Bowser vowed to follow through on a campaign promise pledging to close D.C. General by the end of the year.
It's been in that situation now for 8 to 10 years. These aren't bedrooms. These aren't motels. There's no kitchen there to help cook your food. It is not a space that you want to have families.
D.C. General's and Councilmember Charles Allen's ward. He's happy to see it close, but he has concerns that smaller shelters meant to replace D.C. General may not open in time.
What I'm concerned about is the gap in between the closure of D.C. General and the opening of all these facilities, and that's where the details, I think, still need to get worked out.
The D.C. General cites one of four places Mayor Bowser's proposed for Amazon's HQ2, though Allen says it may be better off somewhere else in the city. President Trump's expected to try to sell Congress on his immigration plan during Tuesday's State of the Union address, though it's getting dinged by both sides of the aisle already. Some Republicans think it's too easy on DACA recipients, while Democrats think other provisions are too harsh. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins knows they'll need to work together.
I think all of us realize that it's going to take a compromise on this issue for us to get something done and to protect the Dreamer population, which is certainly a goal of mine.
Trump's also expected to touch on his infrastructure plan, which will be relying heavily on state investments, says White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short.
We have a significant debt problem in our country, and so this can't just be all federal largesse that pays for this. So a partnership is what makes sense.
Collins on CNN State of the Union, Short on Fox News Sunday today. Air Force One is getting some upgraded refrigerators.
The two units in need of replacement were installed on the plane when it was first delivered in 1990. An Air Force spokeswoman says these days refrigerated storage space is needed for about 3,000 meals. It's going to cost taxpayers just under $24 million.
That's correspondent Barbara Cusack. The man behind the long-running comic strip Beetle Bailey has died. Mort Walker's son says his father died in his home in Connecticut. Beetle Bailey started back in 1950, showcasing the antics of a lazy army private stationed at the fictional Camp Swampy. Walker himself served in Italy during World War II. He was 94. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
The President of the United States.
WMAL's Steak of the Union is back. Join me, Chris Plant, at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse when President Trump delivers his first State of the Union address on January 30th. The only way in is to win. So enter to win at WMAL.com/steak. You'll receive a complimentary steak dinner and you'll watch the president's speech with yours truly at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Bethesda. Enter to win now, WMAL.com/steak.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Try something different this Valentine's Day. Stay in. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest, most comfortable sheets. The sheets three U.S. presidents have. They arrive beautifully packaged, making them perfect for Valentine's. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping with promo code DOES. BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L andbranch.com, promo code DOES.
11:05 now, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Steve Greenfield.
And Steve, this late Sunday morning has a crash southbound on the BW Parkway over New York Avenue. Delays go back to Landover Road. In Fairfax, officers remain on the scene as they have been since early this morning. Man barricaded inside a home. He may be armed near the intersection of Ladybank Lane and Stone Heather Drive. Watch for a guardrail in the middle of the road, southbound 395 near Seminary Road. And a Ward to Main break has just a single lane getting by at Braddock Road near the Little Rocky Run Circle. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying rainy most of the day today in the 50s. Showers tapering off tonight down to a low of 40. Tomorrow looking partly cloudy, high right around 50. Tuesday could see a coating of snow during the morning rush, otherwise mid-30s. We're at 49 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now, breaking Western stocks all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open up.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're worried, unsure, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Coach Pete and the team at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Coming up on America's 401k show. The 401k is turning 40 this year. We'll tell you how it all came about, and Coach Pete will show us how to avoid three retirement landmines that will protect your 401k. That and more coming up on America's 401k show.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
And welcome into America's 401k show. I'm your safe money correspondent, Steve Siddall. Joining me, as always, best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, a fiduciary, as well as president of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. I'm, of course, talking about Coach Pete Deruta. Also on board today, T-Money Thomas Lipscomb and our wonderful intern, Abby Turn. Hi, gang. How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Good to be here.
So, birthday song, huh?
Birthday song. Yeah. I didn't know this. It was a great story.
Yep.
That the 401k is 40 years old. And how it came about is fascinating, and this is great water cooler conversation. I mean, you're going to be the star if you know these answers.
Do
right?
People still have a lot of water? We have a water cooler, but do a lot of people still have water coolers? Or they have more have the little coffee maker that
I
makes one cup at a time?
I think it's a coffee maker conversation.
It used to be the coffee pot. Now it's the coffee maker that makes one cup at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still like a nice pot of coffee if you get good coffee.
Do you get good coffee.
See, yeah.
I'm the oddball out. I don't like the caffeine, so I love that I can just throw a little hot chocolate pot in there and get me some hot chocolate.
Okay, well, you can still get those little packets of Swiss Miss and put it in the microwave.
Oh,
right?
That's true.
Like
that's true.
Now, do you like your hot chocolate with water or milk?
No, milk actually. Yeah.
Milk is always better.
I prefer
always
water.
Better.
Really?
No, it's
water.
Not as rich if you use water.
Yeah, no, it's not. Exactly.
Well, but if you use skim milk, you're using water in milk.
That's true.
There you go. There you go.
I like the whole milk. If you're going to make hot chocolate with milk, whole milk.
Whole milk.
Yeah. So 40 years old, the 401k.
Right. And it was in 1978, the Revenue Act of 1978 that Congress passed, and then it wasn't until 1980 that Ted Banya, and we'll talk about him. You talked with Ted, the guy who created this. He was a consultant, an accountant, and going through the code and came across section 401k.
Every now and then you'll look at pages and pages of stuff financially, and some things will just jump out at you. And that's what happened to Ted when I interviewed him twice on
right.
my Financial Safari show. And he said, Coach, it just made sense
it
to give people
sense.
A way to save.
Well, in fact, we've got a little piece of that sound right now of that interview that you had with him where he actually talks about how it happened.
Let's play it.
Sure.
There's myth and there's reality. The myth is I was sitting with my dark eye shades on reading the IRS code and found a paragraph no one had ever found before. What actually happened, Pete, is I interpreted this section in a very different way than what was ever intended. What I brought to the table was the idea of an employer matching contribution and for employees to be able to participate actively in these plans by putting money into them on a pre-tax basis from their own salary. And, you know, neither of those ideas were included in the legislation, but you know what? There wasn't anything there saying thou shalt not. So I took the more aggressive approach.
Thou shalt not. So again, if you know, nobody's questioning it, just put it forward.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me that you know, he did that.
It's a philosophy I used to use back when I tried to steal candy from my brothers, you know, do it until you get caught.
Exactly. There you go.
And, well, if the brothers caught you, it's no big deal, but if they went to the higher authority,
right,
the dad, it wasn't a good thing.
There you go.
But 40 years old, Steve, that's a long time. The 401k has been around now.
It certainly didn't start out to be what it is today.
No.
And at the time, it was just seen as a way to sort of offset pensions.
Yeah. Mm.
And now it is
the pension.
Pensions.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
When I talked to Ted about his 401k, which he's modest, but he is the inventor of it. Without him, we wouldn't have this. And so we would have had something else, I guess, because companies have shifted the burden of saving for your retirement to you. Say it any other way you want, but what's happened now is we are in charge of our own retirement. And mm-hmm. so if we make excuses, the excuses may sound good to you, but who eventually will suffer is you and your family by not putting money in your 401k or not managing the money in your 401k properly. I did a study here, and it pretended 6% interest. Now, we've talked about this on past shows, and people may have heard this before, but I think it's good to hear again. Because just because you hear about fees doesn't mean fees go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Until you do something yourself to get rid of fees, they're going to continue to stay there. Just like termites in a house. Hey, honey, I think we have a termite. I see a flying ant over there. We'll get to it tomorrow. Or,
no.
Well, that's good. We'll look at that next time we see our exterminator. Well, in the meantime, they're eating away in your house, the termites are. And so fees are eating away until you get rid of them. And the only way to get rid of them is to get in a different plan many times. So if you're in a 401k and you're being eaten up by fees, you may not even realize it because your statement you get every quarter will not say but a one or two fees on there, but it could be 18 other fees behind the scenes. But let's say you had 0% fees in one account and you had 3% fees in a different account. So like your neighbor has a 401k with 3% fees.
Okay.
He knows about a $25 statement fee, but he doesn't know about the other 2.87% fees that are coming out. And you have zero fees because your employer has done a good thing and got you the best plan. And let's assume you both have the same investment options, which is not true, but let's just assume that.
Okay.
And you're both averaging 6% return over 30 years, which is a reasonable return. We're not saying 12 or 18 or 10. We're saying 6. It's just like there'll be up and down years in the 401k, but let's say you average 6%.
Yeah.
So your account with zero fees at the end of 30 years, you started with, let's say you had $200,000 you started with. You rolled a different 401k in your plan. You left it alone. You never added to it again. It's pretending you didn't put money in, which is not good, but let's just pretend. Mr. Rogers did a good job with that. Let's try Mr. Rogers. We'll pretend. At the end of 30 years, you would have $1.148 million. So $1,148,000 in your account, growing at 6% because you had no fees.
Wow.
Now, your neighbor, who had those 3% fees coming out each and every year, and fees compound because the money you don't have is not there anymore to build, he started with $200,000, just like you did, grew at 6%. At the end of 30 years, he had $484,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$604,000. Yeah, so more than half is not there anymore. So where'd it go? For every action, there's an equal or opposite reaction, all right? So just because the money's not there in your account, it's in somebody else's account.
Right.
So you're missing that money. It's not there for you. Who's the most important person in your retirement plan? You.
Yeah.
They call it an individual retirement plan a lot of times when you roll your money from a 401k into an IRA, individual retirement account. Your 401k is a group account. So you're in there with everybody else. They're all being fed to death many times. And so the beauty is if you want to have it analyzed, you can roll your money if you're 59 and a half into your own individual account and you can continue to put money into your 401k. So you have the best of both worlds. You can get an income plan with your individual account and you can continue to put money in your 401k. Now, if you're getting fed to death, it might not make sense to put any money in there unless you get a match. And even that is debatable whether you break even or not on that.
Right.
So there's so much confusion, though, out there, and we're going to talk more about this 401k, the invention of it, and 40 years. I mean, it's a great anniversary now because a lot of people have successful retirements because they put money in their 401k. We'll talk about that later on in the show. So, Steve, I want to do this because I think people need help. And, Abby, you're 19, and, Steve, you're around 60.
Around 60,
yeah. Anyone between these ages and even above and different parameters can qualify for this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we'll help you because we'll follow a three-step process for you to create a comprehensive financial plan that aligns with your financial goals and your values. Now, first, we're going to understand what money means to you and your family and how it fits into your life. Not our life, but your life. You're the most important people out there. It's your plan. Then we'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. That's the biggest mistake I see out there is people don't know where they are. They don't know what kind of fees they have. They don't know what kind of balance they need. They don't know if they can retire today, tomorrow, or decades later because they don't have a plan, Steve. So let's get a plan put together. Next, we're going to talk about your financial goals. What are your short, medium, and long-term goals for your retirement, for your money? What do you want to do the next 20, 30, 50 years of your life? And what are your dreams, more importantly? What do you really want to do? And we'll work together to clarify your goals so they are crystal clear and tangible. In other words, they're possible. We'll make sure that, hey, if you want to do something and you have it on your mind, we'll give you an honest answer if you can do it or not. And if not, we'll get you on track so you can. Now, finally, we'll create an actionable step process to get you on the path towards what's the most important term in this whole world, financial independence. I think of the Liberty Bell whenever I see independence.
Oh, I like that, yes.
So let's have Liberty Retirement right here. So the process is not something we do once and set aside on the bookshelf. It's like a physical fitness in your financial fitness. It needs constant attention throughout your career and beyond. But don't worry. We'll be there every step of the way to guide you and make your money work as hard as you work to build it. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement. But as long as you have $200,000 dedicated to retirement, we can get you on that plan on the steps that you need.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. Or visit us online, as always, at America's 401k Show, not only for other resources, but as well as recap videos. Lots of stuff we have on there, huh, Coach?
Yeah, very good site, the americas401kshow.com, loaded with videos, loaded with information, and a way you can get your 2018 401k survival guide as well.
And when we come back, we are going to talk about ETFs. Coach Pete's going to tell us what they are and how they can help in your retirement, and five financial freedoms you can't afford to surrender. We will also revisit the anniversary of the 401k. That and more when the 401k Show continues right after this.
Celebrity Money Mistakes.
Florence Griffith Joyner, otherwise known as FloJo, was considered one of the fastest women of all time. She set world records in 1988 for both the 100-meter and 200-meter runs. In addition to her speed, her flashy personality kept her front and center. She grew up in California and showed athletic prowess at a very early age. She excelled at track while attending Cal State Northridge and UCLA. Shortly after her record-breaking Olympic performance in 1988, she decided to retire. She did stay busy, though, with lots of endorsements, acting, and, of course, designing those flashy outfits. She died suddenly of an epileptic seizure in her sleep in 1998 at the age of just 38. Although she had created a will, it could never be located, considered to then have died intestate without a will. It took probate court 4 years to close her case. In the end, it caused years of litigation and tore her family apart. This is just another reason why it's vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
And we are back. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall. Of course, so with me is Coach Pete DeRuta and Abby Turner and T-Money Thomas Lipscomb on America's 401k Show. And, you know, Coach, I do a lot of research to try to put these shows together and work with a lot of other planners.
It's not that easy, is it, to put every single week put together new research?
I mean, I must have a dozen different websites I look at every single day. So I'm cruising the web, as I am wont to do. I go to Newsmax Finance, and what comes up? Coach Pete DeRuda.
Oh, yeah.
There you are. So it's a whole story that you supplied to Newsmax Finance, and it's about three retirement landmines to guarantee your 401k survival. It sounds like something we should all take a look at.
We're going to do a financial minesweeper here to make sure we don't have these.
Oh.
We're not filing for these, right?
I used to love that game.
Yeah. So and then when we have the sonar, when we watch the old war movies, the guys would be in the submarine. They would have to listen to the sonar and see if it pinged back
right,
or whatever.
Back.
Yeah,
oh,
we don't want any pings in our financial portfolio, do we?
What's minesweep?
Yeah, old computer game. Over the break, I watched a really good war movie.
Oh,
you know
what did
which
you
one
watch?
It was? That Dunkirk.
Oh, really? Dunkirk. Yeah, what a great movie.
You know, I was looking at purchasing that. You liked it, huh?
It was really good. Steve told me about it, and I said, not another war movie. You know, they're all over the place. But this was a really
good, totally different story
that I had no idea even happened, and it's true. And,
just a very small part of the war, but they made almost a two-hour movie out of it.
Wow.
It was amazing what they did. The graphics were awesome. Just everything, the cinematography. It was amazing.
Sure.
I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah, that's the kind of movie you can watch again.
No doubt.
And this was great because I was on a Delta airline, so you can watch movies on there. That was one of the movie choices, so that made the flight go by really fast.
Oh, yeah, right.
Matter of fact, we landed before I was going from here to Orlando, so it wasn't a long enough flight. You know, this was one time where I was wishing that a flight would last longer.
The one time.
There's my drum. But, you know, so it was a really good movie. So if you haven't seen it, it's probably going to be – it'll be on the cable, like HBO and stuff for a long.
Oh, it is on demand already.
It's already on demand, but then you still have to pay.
You still have to pay, yes, of course. Yes.
But you still have to pay for HBO, too.
You know, $5.99, that's okay. Yeah.
Now, you have to pay. Let me go off on a tangent here. You have to pay, and we're going to talk about this article, because this guy interviewed me, and then I saw it appear, and you saw it.
I didn't tell you.
You saw it. But there's these, and I get them, too, because I'm 52 now, so I'm on the mailing list. Right. I'm on the sucker list. So, I got this mailer the other day, a pretty big mailer. It was like a brochure, but it was like 8 or 9 pages, and it said, you've got an instructor who wants to teach you about retirement. And I'm thinking, all right,
really?
You're going to teach me about retirement. About retirement. And he's going to offer it at a local community college. Ooh, so that makes it really seem like it's a real big thing.
It's legit.
But then I remember getting all these mailers from these marketing companies said, wow, your potential clients with a seminar, but don't do the seminar at a steakhouse, do it at a community college, and not only that, don't let them come free. Charge them.
What?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, I will tell you right now, there's nothing special about these. If you have to pay, you're getting the same information you get if you went to a free steakhouse and got a free steak.
Ooh,
so, I wouldn't pay to do that. You can get all this information. It's real standard information. And the main secret there is they want to build their credibility up in front of you, having them be in front of you in the audience. And they'll do it 2 or 3 classes to make it seem like it's a big deal,
mm-hmm.
which means you have to go 2 or 3 times to the same place to then get sold an appointment with them. And they want to build up the credibility where you'll trust them enough where you'll give them information maybe you should not give them. So be very careful about these mailers. I see them all over the place, too. Mm-hmm. And the AARP and the regulatory agencies just did an expose article on these dinner seminars, too. So some of the dinner seminars, a lot of unscrupulous activity going on there.
Really? Wow.
There was one that was in particular they featured who was selling real estate investment trusts, which are basically they sound real good, great brochures.
Yeah.
Once you invest in all this real estate, you'd never be able to buy on your own with a big group of people. And then they sneak in the fact that they are non-traded REITs. Do you know what non-traded means?
No, what does that mean?
There was a song called The Hotel California. Remember that?
Sure. I know that song.
You can check in, but what can you not do, Steve?
Never leave.
Yes. And so if it's non-traded, you can't get out. Once your money's in, it gets locked away until it becomes a traded REIT, and there's no guarantee it will ever become a traded REIT.
Wow.
So, and I bet people don't know that.
Yes. And they say you must be, when you see these keywords, you must be an accredited investor. That means you can lose, you have enough money where you can lose it and not get mad, too mad. But to me, I'm not losing a penny on stuff like that. So be very careful. So that's one of the seminars that were pushed a lot. They would build you up, get you all excited, give you steak. All of a sudden you got real estate you can't sell. Which is like a timeshare.
Which is like a timeshare that you can't sell either.
And in a way, this is a timeshare. It's a time bomb because you may never get out of the non-traded REITs. And we have people come in all the time who say, my advisor told me that in a couple of years this would be traded and I'd be able to get my money back out. But there's nothing written on that. There's no guarantees that once you put your money in, you can ever get your money out. So be very careful on those. Another one where people were exposed or got ripped off on is this company was out here selling income streams. Now, they weren't annuities. Now, annuities are backed by insurance companies, and basically you could sue the insurance company, and insurance companies insure their streams with other insurance companies. Mm. This was some company that was backing their streams with real estate.
Oh, no.
And they sold, like you give them $1 million, and they give you a stream of income, and it's backed up by real estate. But they were supposedly generating revenue with these rental property real estates. Well, they sold a lot more income streams than they had real estate to back it up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, wow.
And that was called Woodbridge, if you've heard of Woodbridge.
Yes, I have.
Yes,
yeah.
Woodbridge was – and they made it, again, fancy brochures.
Sure.
And income streams made it really look good, and there was not backed up by anything.
Wow.
So be very careful where you put your money, but be careful where you go to learn about money. And just because you're going to a college or community college doesn't mean you're getting information from a professor.
Right.
My dad is a PhD in physics, so he went to school a long, long time before he could get up in front of class, and they would trust him enough to know that if they dropped something, it would fall. That's physics.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
A lot more complex than that, but you know what I'm saying. So if you give money to an advisor, it could fall too, and that's physics of money. We don't want our money dropping.
No.
But we sure don't want to give our money to advisors who aren't backed up and who are basically just making themselves look good because they're charging you to come teach you about stuff I could give you for free.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I've written about.
Well, and this really reminds me of your best-selling resource, The Fine Print Fiasco. I know that's something that's close to your heart. And if it's okay, I'd love to get some copies to our listeners here.
Well, you know, you just said the title, but what's in it? You want to know what's in it?
Yeah, tell me. Tell
me. Well, if you're ever going to buy a car, you need to read this book. Think anybody might buy a car in the future?
Well, me soon. When I graduate, hopefully.
That's right.
Maybe.
How about buying a house? You think you might want to know some of these tricks before you
maybe.
Buy a house?
Maybe. Yeah, it might be important.
Now, how about getting a mortgage? What kind of mortgage? Should you do it? Or a reverse mortgage. If you're older, someone talked about reverse mortgage.
And I think that's what's cool about the stuff that you write, Coach.
Yep.
It's applicable to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff applies just as much to me. I'm 19.
Right.
Across
as it would to anyone else.
And you buy a house, and now you're trying to decide if after you bought the house and you built some equity, should you take a home equity line out or not?
Ooh,
let's talk about the do's and don'ts of that. And then timeshares. I expose timeshares in here. There's one good way. There is one good way to buy a timeshare if you really need that timeshare.
Oh.
And I tell you how to do that in the book, too.
Okay.
I have, and just a disclosure, I have a timeshare, and I bought it the right way by what I tell you in the book.
Nice.
I got a $22,000 timeshare, Marriott one, for $3,100.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The year after somebody else locked in and paid $22,000 for it.
Oh, no.
So they're on the hook. They're paying a mortgage bill for $22,000. Coach Pete slides in and gets that one from them for $3,100.
Nice. That's incredible.
Because they want it out.
Wow.
And so, and then I also talk about variable annuity confusion in this book.
Huge.
I'm not a big fan at all of variable annuities. There are some annuities that make a lot of sense, but variable annuities, I've never found one in my 26 years in the financial world that made any sense. So that's a long time, 26 years.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Yeah, and so here's another thing. If you're one of the next 15 callers, I'll put together a complete plan for you. How's that? No cost or obligation.
Wow,
you must have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and my strategies and my team strategies work best if you have over $1 million. But we can get you on track to build more money so you can enter our private wealth firm at $1 million. So we will put together for you your very own tax review, making sure you're not overpaying on taxes, your forensic fee analysis, making sure you're not paying too much in fees. We'll also help you by establishing an income goal that's money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle in retirement, not just getting by. And we'll analyze your current investments. Steve, this is the most important part. I went through this with you too.
Yes.
We analyze your current investments to establish the real cost in fees and the calculated risk exposure level based on the risk you're taking right now. I know no one imagines this, but if the market goes down, how much could you lose?
Mm.
Think that's important?
Very.
We can also work with you to put an asset lock in place where you can't lose too much money if the market goes the wrong way. And if you set up money in other accounts, you won't lose a penny if the market goes the other way, and you'll build a retirement income you can never outlive. All this if you're one of the next 15 callers who call right now.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 7505.
And when we come back, yes, we are going to get the three retirement landmines to guarantee your 401k survival. I promise we'll get Coach Pete back on track.
I take the bet.
All right. And then we'll also touch on 12 months of smart money moves to end 2018 richer. That's really a cool thing to talk about as well. We'll do all of that and much more as America's 401k show continues right after this.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. It's a tough process today for authorities in Kabul looking to move forward after a suicide bombing killed 103 with 235 more injured yesterday. Authorities say both children and police officers are among the dead. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Officials say the attacker was driving an ambulance, managed to pass through one security checkpoint by saying he was headed to a nearby hospital. D.C. police have a self-described psychic under arrest, accused of scamming a mentally disabled man out of nearly $15,000. 43-year-old Lizbeth Stevens in her psychic shop in Chinatown allegedly made up a story about a former co-worker of the victim's who she said harbored feelings for him and needed money. Stevens told him she'd deliver the money for him. Police say the man spent most of the $15,000 in his bank account and started feverishly applying for credit cards as well. The police say the victim has the mental capacity of an 8-year-old. His family told police he worked for the Peace Corps in the district. He may have had some choice words for his company while putting together a bed frame or a dresser, but the man you can thank for IKEA, Ingvar Kamprad, has died.
IKEA began as a shop in Kamprad's backyard that sold watches and Christmas cards, but by 1943, he started selling and delivering replicas of his uncle's kitchen table. He was known for a line used often when talking to employees.
People who sleep don't take risks.
By the way, IKEA stands for the first two initials of Kamprad's name, plus the first two letters of Elmtard, where the backyard was located. Ingvar Kamprad was 91. I'm Pat Piper.
At 11:32, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Steve Greenfield.
Hey, Steve Burns. We'll start off in Fairfax. Officers on scene, as they have been since this morning. Man barricaded himself inside a home. He may be armed. It's over near the intersection of Lady Bank Lane and Stone Heather Drive. Plus, a water main break has a single lane getting by Braddock Road over at the Little Rocky Run Circle area. Then a crash, police on scene, the outer loop of the Beltway is ramped to Old Georgetown Road. Another accident, southbound the BW Parkway at New York Avenue. And a final incident, westbound Annapolis Road before Racetrack Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecasts.
Rain stays with us most of the day today in the 50s for a high. Showers tapering off tonight down to about 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high right around 50. Tuesday, could see a coating of snow right during morning rush, so things could be slick. Otherwise, we're in the mid-30s. Right now, 52 in Chantilly, 50 in Bowie. We're at 51 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
We see it on the news every night. Many financial experts are agreeing that the markets are overdue for a quote-unquote correction. Now, when we hear this word correction, it sounds pretty harmless, doesn't it? Well, to be honest, it's about as harmless as when geologists say that an area is overdue for a, let me use those quotes again, seismic shift. Now, in plain English, that means earthquake, and that correction that the markets are overdue for, well, no one actually knows what that means until it happens. That's why, whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or let's just be real, maybe you haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from that market volatility. Give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Back on America. America's 401k show. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall. And, of course, joining me, as always, the best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuda. Always fun to hang out with Coach. And T-Money Thomas Lipscomb and our intern, Abby Turner. Now, we are going to talk about right now something that, you know, we talked about this. I scan a lot of websites. I'm constantly doing research for the shows. And Newsmax Finance is one of the places I check regularly. And suddenly, all of a sudden, one day, avoid three retirement landlines to guarantee your 401k survival. I thought, well, that looks pretty good. And what? You wrote it.
Yeah. Well, no, I got interviewed on it. But I basically supplied all three. Well, I felt like I wrote it, Steve, because when the article came out, it looked like I had written it because every answer I gave him was in there.
Exactly.
There we go.
They were like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. So, and I went on sports radio the other day to talk to the listeners on a sports radio station.
Right. Oh, I heard that.
And we talked about Financial Final Four. And basically, I carried that segment, too. We'll talk about that later
no
on.
But it's fun to talk
about the financial world. It's also fun to, if you're listening to a person who's talking about it, that they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you ever think everyone had that friend before Google was out that they'd say something, they act like it was the truth, and you had no way of killing them on it and verifying if they were telling the truth
or not.
Right. Nowadays, you say something about Google, I'll say, I beg to differ, Thomas.
That one eye's turned to the phone looking.
Google tells me you are wrong. Well, you know, when I went on a cruise a couple years ago and you're out at sea and I wasn't going to pay for the plan out there because they want like $1 a minute or something if you're on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
And they talk about they got you out at sea right there, making you walk the plank on the internet. So I basically put the phone into, and I made my daughter and wife do it too, put their phones into the safe in the room, lock it up, and not see it for a week.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like. If I had a good idea. The problem is whenever anyone out there around the cruise is saying something, you can't bust them on it.
Right.
You can't say, well, no, you're wrong. So you basically just don't listen to anybody the whole time.
I wasn't really born until the busting age started.
That's frightening.
See, our generation was Simon Says, and now it's Google Says.
Oh, yeah.
Simon Says, sure.
That's a good one, Thomas. Good one. Now, let's get to the article. There's three things that are killing people's retirement. That's the basic theme of it. They're landmines, and they can blow up your retirement before you even get there or while you're there, Steve. And
these are
things that people make. They're blind spots in a way. And, you know, I've got the series. It's a box set. It's called The Seven Financial Blind Spots. We're going to give some of those away later on. But let's talk about number one on the list.
Number one on the list is really taxes.
Yeah.
We are coming up on tax season. Uh-oh. But taxes are something you need to be concerned about all year long.
Always a fun time.
Oof.
Yeah. But taxes, you know, we get mad when we pay taxes on April 15th or if we postpone and pay later or whatever.
Right.
We're always mad because you're always paying taxes.
Always
you go shopping,
taxes.
You pay taxes, sales tax. I mean, there's so many taxes out there. Automobile tax, you buy a car, real estate taxes.
Gas taxes.
So they're all over the place. But the biggest tax that we're ever going to face, the one that not enough people get mad about or realize, is the tax on your retirement account.
Right.
Now, what do I mean by that?
Well, a 401k, right?
Yeah, so let's say you're lucky enough to have built up $1 million value or balance in your 401k. Do you really, Abby, have $1 million
to
spend? No,
you don't.
No, because, I mean, you have to look at that balance and think about the amount that's going to come out to go to Uncle Sam that you're never going to see. So if you have $1 million, let's do $1 million.
Sure.
No, most people don't have $1 million, but let's just do $1 million. It's really easy to look.
Round numbers.
If you have $1 million in your 401k plan or any kind of tax-deferred retirement plan, when you really look at that balance, you should be putting down $700,000 or so as far as money you've built up, not $1 million.
Okay.
In order to have $1 million, you probably need $1.4 million in your account to have $1 million after tax.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's when taxes really start to hurt. You know, we hear about it when someone wins the lottery. And we laugh about it and we say, gosh, if it was me, I would do this. Or who cares? Or if they had to pay tax, they still have a lot of money. A guy wins $400 million, and you hear about they had to pay $200 million in taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Still got $200
million still. So that's a good problem to have, we call it. But still, we see this every day when people come in that are getting close to retirement. We see this when I ask them. I say, well, you know, how much do you have saved for retirement? And they'll say their total balance in their 401k. And I'll say, well, you know, that's not really what you have. And they'll say, what do you mean? I said, well, number one, the money that you have in there, you're going to have to share with Uncle Sam. And number two, most 401ks, I haven't seen one yet that has one, but most 401ks don't have an income plan. So they'll say, here's your lump sum. And lump sums are fun when they're big, But they're not fun the day after you take the first withdrawal out of it.
Yeah.
When you don't when you don't have any money getting replaced. And then let's say you keep it in risk and the market goes down and you're taking money out. That's a double whammy. Do you think that could ever happen, Steve?
Of course it could happen. Yes. I've lived through it several times.
Yeah. So we're all worried about the market crashing our accounts, but we could be the ones to crash our retirement because we start needing money to live on.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. Well, there's that expression, there's too much month at the end of the money, right?
Yeah.
You've heard that before. What if that were there's too much retirement at the end of the money? Oh, my goodness. And I couldn't even imagine.
Most families have one person of the two that's very worried about the money. The other one's spending it all over the place. Hey, we're retiring. Let's go have fun. Well, then there's a lot of divorces because of that. There's a lot of emotional unsatisfaction, and people aren't happy with what's going on. Retirement's supposed to be a happy time.
Right. That's right.
Abby, you're 19. What do you envision retirement being?
Traveling everywhere.
Fun. And where's this money going to come from?
Spoiling my grandchildren if I have them.
Yes. What else? What about you? You're going to spoil yourself, too, that travel, I guess,
fancy
right?
Fancy clothes.
Uh-huh.
All the camera equipment that I want.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yes.
I need a cash register sound, Thomas, to change.
Yes, very much so. I'm just here, money.
That's
money.
The dream. Yeah.
And I know, Thomas, you want to travel around. That
Absolutely.
Costs money.
It does. Yeah,
it all costs money. And where you go, wherever you go to spend money, they're going to have taxes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sales tax, unless you go to Florida. But, I mean, you know, that's one place.
True.
A lot of overseas countries, it's even more. You know, and then the exchange rate, we have to worry about that kind of thing.
So, I think it just how much flights have increased over the last 10, 20 years, let alone, you know, by the time I hit retirement.
So what can people do about this? You know, I'm sitting here moaning about it. Well, there's one thing we can do is we can allocate our money correctly, not have it all growing tax deferred, pay some tax on some of the money, get it to grow tax free for the future, and get some money growing for an income that you never have to worry about outliving. So then you have streams of income coming in, and that's what we call sleep well at night accounts, SWAN accounts. You sleep well at night knowing that you have some money that's going to show up every single year for the rest of your life. We call that a financial fill-up. And, Steve, we talk about it over and over again. A lot of people want to hear about this because, well, I know that my girlfriend in college, her mom had a Jaguar. I call it a Jaguar. Her mom would say, Jaguar.
Sure.
I said, okay, we got a Jaguar then.
James Bond.
She had two gas tanks in her car. So if one ran out, the other one was there.
Oh, really?
So wouldn't it be great to have two income checks coming in addition to Social Security? So be like a Jaguar and have two different income streams. Well, you can build your own income plans where I saw some people the other day, 12 different income streams they've got built.
Oh,
now, that's a little bit much, but hey, that whatever floats your boat, whatever makes them happy.
There you go.
And they didn't have to turn the income streams on until they wanted them. They could turn them on at different times. That's called income planning.
Very
important.
That's huge. Yeah, that's
great
stuff.
And so taxes for them was not the best thing because they're going to have a lot of income coming in. But to me, if I could have the choice of having a whole lot of income coming in and, having to pay a little bit more taxes as opposed to not having much income and not having much taxes, which one thing I'm going to take?
Well, I'm taking income every single time.
Yeah. Yes. So that's the way we do our plans. We try to maximize income and minimize risk, which in effect will minimize worry going forward. That's the most important part. That's what retirement and income planning really is, and that's what wealth management is. So if you're one of the next 15 people who call right now, we're going to put together for you an easy-to-understand financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Now, keep in mind there's no obligation or cost for this initial review to all callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. So if you meet those easy qualifications, here's what you can expect. First, we're going to run a forensic fee analysis. Now, this will help you by untangling what it's costing you right now to work with your current planner or advisor, or if you're even working for yourself. We'll show you how you can protect your investments and keep more of your money in your accounts. Now, that's a novel concept, isn't it? I want to keep more of my money. Next, we're going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this will show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes, and if you do that, you increase your personal cash flow. That's that financial fill-up we talk about. And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. Folks, we call this a financial fill-up. We call it financial cruise control and retirement autopilot. These are ways where you can have an income you never have to worry about that's not dependent on the stock market, and it's always going to be there for you. In short, we're going to help you take the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process if you're one of the next 15 callers who call right now. This is at least a $499 value, probably a lot more than that. And we will also put together a personalized retirement bunker mentality strategy for you and go through all the steps on the total retirement plan, all for you if you call right now.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. Or visit us online at americas401kshow.com for additional resources, including our 2018 401k survival guide and weekly video recaps.
And when America's 401k show continues, we will give you the other two landmines that we didn't get to last time. Plus, we'll take a look at 12 months of smart money moves to end 2018 richer. We'll cover January for sure. We'll keep the rest for later. All of that and much more as America's 401k show continues.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
I'm Steve Siddall for the Financial Safari News Network. Federal employees are back at work now that President Trump has signed legislation funding the government through February 8th. Democrats agreed to reopen the government after assurances from Republicans they'll soon consider legislation protecting illegal immigrants brought to America as children. GOP Senator Tom Cotton says he's willing to work with Democrats going forward on a comprehensive immigration bill.
Say Joe Manchin or Doug Jones or any of the other Democrats who voted against this shutdown on Friday or who helped over the weekend talk some sense into Senator Schumer and the Democratic leaders.
Republicans want funding for the border wall and the end of the diversity lottery, as well as the chain migration programs, in exchange for a fix for DACA. It's one of the brand new marvels of the U.S. Navy, but right now, it's stuck in ice in Canada. The USS Little Rock is a $440 million brand new U.S. Navy warship, but it will be spending the rest of the winter stuck in ice outside Montreal. The ship was just unveiled at a ceremony in Buffalo, New York back in December, with 9,000 people in attendance. A Navy admiral praises the crew of the new ship.
This commission is the culmination of craftsmanship of shipbuilders and artisans, an incredible milestone for the crew, and I say for the crew, hard work and the full realization that this day has actually come.
The USS Little Rock is the type of combat ship the Navy describes as agile, and it's made for rapid transitions between missions. It can travel at speeds up to 50 miles per hour. The ship has plenty of heaters and de-icers to reduce frozen accumulations, but it's going to have to stay put for a while. Lunar gazers are in for a triple treat this week that hasn't been seen in 150 years. January 31st's full moon will be the second this month, making it a blue moon. The moon will be so close in its orbit around Earth, it will also be considered a supermoon. It will appear up to 30% brighter and 14% bigger. And last but not least, the 31st blue supermoon will also be a lunar eclipse and will take on a reddish hue of a blood moon. You can learn all about it at earthsky.org. That's it for this week. I'm Steve Siddall for the Financial Safari News Network.
One final segment on America's 401k show. We're here with Coach Pete DeRuta, Thomas Lipscomb, Abby Turner, and I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall. And we are going to once again try to get Coach back on track to talk about some retirement landmines. Now, we covered one pretty thoroughly with taxes, and that's really important. It's crucial. But the other thing that a lot of people don't realize when it comes to landmines that can really crash your retirement is the investment choices and flexibility. And oftentimes with 401ks, we know you don't have the flexibility, or you're not aware of what flexibility you might have, because there is more there sometimes than what people will let you know, or what your administrator might even let you know.
Yeah, it's very important when we talk about, well, in the financial world, Steve, like we did in the segment before this, when we started talking about taxes, and we went into some examples, and that's what, when we talk to folks who call, we don't go through a checklist of things that we've seen in the past, really. We look at what you want to do. And from there, we go, I used to, it was probably the only art I did well back in the day, follow the dots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, connect the dots. Yes, of course.
1 to 2, 2 to 3, and all of a sudden it was a nice rabbit there that you could color. Now, the coloring part wasn't that good. That was about the best thing I could come through when it was like artist kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
But when we talk to folks, we have our own design. It's individual for every single person. The dots are in all different places. So we have an individual piece of artwork. That'd be a pretty good idea when the time
that
is.
That would,
to,
yeah.
To,
yeah.
Of everyone's financial and retirement goals and desires and designs.
Right.
And so when we're looking at investment choices, gosh, what a can of worms we just opened.
Oof,
huh?
Yes.
How many choices do you have in your 401k? Which ones are good? If it was good last year, is it going to be good this year?
Well, who knows?
How many people have got themselves in trouble because they followed the crowd mentality where, hey, Johnny next door, the cubicle next door told me he did well in XYZ mutual fund. Let me put all my money over there. Well, the very next year, everyone who was with Johnny who had the money in the year before, they're locking their profits in and getting out. You're jumping in. You're helping lock their profits in, and then it tanks. So we have to be very careful on that.
Yep.
That's why Dalbar, which is a ranking organization. It does studies on investor behavior. They're outside of Boston, Massachusetts. And each and every year, now it's different every year, but it's about the same ballpark. 80% of folks underperform the indexes, the market indexes for the retirement accounts.
Wow.
And these are people with advisors. So 80% of advisors are underperforming. The individual investor is basically going to the advisor, and the advisor is not doing any better, and the advisor is charging you to do not better.
Gosh, yes. Wow, that's
so
incredible. Yeah.
The index funds many times are the best place for you.
Huh.
But which index funds, and why should you use certain ones, and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of different guesswork. And that's what it is a lot of times when people are investing. It's, we like to think we're astute and everything. We're putting money in different places. We have a big 401k balance. We are investors. No, we're guessing. We don't know.
Of course, yes.
Because a lot of times, and then you hear about these companies where, like, Intel's another example of that, where there was some bad news was getting ready to come out, but the insiders dumped a lot of stock. I just read an article about that last week.
Yep.
Remember last year, Equifax, the insiders dumped a lot of, they figured out they had a data breach. They dumped a lot of stock. Then they told everybody about it.
Right. Yes. Didn't look good.
That's not the proper order, by the way.
So shady. Yeah.
So how do you know, what's going on inside the company? So again, you don't want all your eggs in one basket. Enron, great example of that.
Talked to people
back in the day. I didn't know what Enron was, but I saw a lot of people making a fortune in Enron, especially employees. And then all of a sudden they didn't have any money left because the company was built on smoke and mirrors. Mm. That's what worries me on Bitcoin. Now I think the Bitcoin concept, the electric concept of having a currency that's backed by something. It's just not backed by anything.
I don't understand it.
So I haven't put any money in. I did talk to somebody who bought some, but then he couldn't figure out how to sell it. Sort of like those real estate investment trusts we were talking about earlier in the show.
How do you get rid of it?
Yeah.
So, how about that Kodak getting into the Bitcoin world?
Are they in the Bitcoin world? What are they doing?
Well, they've created their own currency.
No, see, everyone's going to have their own currency now. They can have a Coach Pete currency.
I think we should.
I think it'll be worth
$1 billion
a coin. I have seen a couple places, though, when you go to order, and it says, I bought a silver bar the other day, 100 ounces. I'm going to have it on my desk in my office, 100-ounce silver bar. And they would take credit card, but for $70 cheaper, they would have taken Bitcoin.
Wow.
But I don't know how to buy Bitcoin. So I don't want to do that. But anyway, it's funny. It is being accepted as currency, but I'm 52, Steve, you're 60. And Abby, you're 19, and Thomas, you're 30-something years old. I guess you guys younger maybe understand that, but me and Steve were brought up on the gold standard where for every dollar there's something backing it up.
I don't understand how they could just create it.
Even someone my age having seen the internet launched almost in my generation, it makes me almost a little nervous until it's been out a couple more years or given a little bit more time, a little bit more wear. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. But, but there is something that's coming good out of these Bitcoin things. It's called blockchain technology, and it's a verification process, which is very, very much better than anything we have out there today. So we'll hear a lot going forward in 2018, 2019, 2020. About blockchain technology. You'll hear that. That's going to be a buzzword. Combine that with artificial intelligence, which was like me in high school acting like I was smart. No, but it is. I mean, who knows? But Steve, so the choices in your 401k, don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you're young, you should take higher risk. This is all common
sense,
really.
Of course, yeah.
As we get older, though, we should tame that risk down. But how much should we tame down? Should we go into target date fund? I'm not a big believer in target date funds.
Yeah.
I'd rather be an index account, an S&P index in my 401k, because I think I have a lot better chance of earning some money. Plus, 500 companies have to do bad for me not to do good. That
there
kind
you
of
go.
Thing.
Yeah, so if one or two do bad, it's not the end of the world.
When you do these target funds, like 2020 or 2030, 2040, yeah. You're almost assuring you're not going to earn much money. I don't like assuring I'm not going to make much money. I want to ensure I'm not going to lose much money. I don't want to ensure I'm not going to make much money.
Right.
And that's a mistake people make when they get into target date funds.
Well,
and they put way too much of their money in there.
And the 401k versus the Roth IRA, and that's and the 401k Roth.
Thomas, there's a lot of people out there with 401k, Steve, and they don't really know where they should put their money. If you and this takes us time to do, but we'll sit down, do a full analysis for you about your 401k, your options, where you should be, where you want to be as far as yourself in the future, where you should be inside those options and percentage-wise. For the next 20 people, we'll do that at no cost or obligation. That's usually a $500 consultation, because it's like three steps. We'll do that at no cost or obligation if you call right now.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
So, and again, one of the things that that we were talking about is the 401ks, and I just touched on it briefly, was the Roth IRA or the Roth 401k.
Yep.
Both of those are really good options, especially, you know, depending on your situation, but it seems the younger you are, the more sense a Roth would make.
Yeah, I agree. And well, the number three thing on this list, though,
right.
We're talking about is getting help.
Getting help.
And there's one thing to do it yourself. That's great to be proud of yourself and all that. But I've heard this saying for years. I think I was in high school when I heard it first. And it was about the attorney down the street. My mom would say to my dad, you know what they say, Joey? And my brothers would listen, but we weren't listening. But I still did, because I can recite it today, 50 years later. She said, an attorney's worst client is himself. You know, when you look at the landscaper in the neighborhood, usually they have the worst yard because they're busy working, doing different things.
So
we need to make sure we get the proper help on our side. And I want to make sure before we leave to the week that I give folks that have been listening the chance to have their own help and have a second set of eyeballs on their situation. So if you are one of the next 20 callers, as we leave for the week, we will follow a three-step process for you, customized to create a comprehensive financial and retirement plan that aligns with your financial goals and your values. Now, first, we're going to understand what money means to you and how it fits into your life. Then we'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. That's important, Steve. You have to figure out where you are right now to see how much help you need and if it's possible to help.
Right.
But next, we're going to talk to you about your financial goals. We'll look at your short, medium, and long-term goals. And what are your dreams? That's the most important thing to me. Find out what your dreams are and see if we can make those realities. And we'll work together to clarify your goals so they are crystal clear and tangible. These are important because if you have dreams and goals and you're really not really sure what you want to do, we need to make sure that we understand them and that they can be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we'll create an actionable step process to get you on the path towards financial independence before, during, and after retirement. This process is not something we do once and set aside on the bookshelf, though, folks. Like physical fitness, your financial fitness needs constant attention throughout your career and beyond. But don't worry. We'll be there every step of the way to guide you and make sure your money is working just as hard as you did to build it for you all the way through your life at no cost or obligation.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 7505. Or visit us online at americas401kshow.com. We have a lot of great resources on there. We are releasing the 2018 401k survival guide. We also have a weekly recaps that Abby, you help us produce.
That's
and
right.
It's absolutely fantastic resource. So be sure to check that out, americas401kshow.com.
And I'm Steve Siddall, and for Abby and Thomas, and of course, Coach Pete DeRuta, that's it for America's 401k Show. Please join us again next week for another big America's 401k Show.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeRuta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.